Moira Ward, how are you getting on, Moira?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Right, very good. Sorry, my headphones aren't working properly here, hence my strange introduction. Now, Moira, I beg your pardon, you live by the motto, feel the fear and do it anyway. Give us your explanation of that motto.
I suppose I've always been a bit of an adrenaline junkie. As long as I can remember, I would have done the daft thing, you know, the more unlikely thing. Little things like riding my bicycle along the harbour wall when I was a child, those kind of things. But more recently, I have been diagnosed with having Parkinson's disease. So consequently, I have to get a few things jammed into the rest of my life while I'm still able to do things.
Oh, that was 2013 you got the diagnosis, isn't that right, Maura?
That's right, yes. Yeah.
So, have you kind of then put together a bucket list of what you want to achieve, or?
Well, I've always had a bucket list. It has been, some of it has been incidental to travelling. There's things like the zip lining and stuff like that. That has all been the snowboard, the sandboarding, and the dune bugging and that kind of thing has all been part of the travels I've been on.
Mm.
But the jumping out of an aeroplane was my promise to myself for my 65th birthday anyway.
I couldn't endorse that. I never understood the desire to jump out of a plane with a sheet on your back.
It is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Words fail me. Awesome is the only word I can use to describe it. It is fantastic.
I saw a sign recently that was promoting skydiving in a different country, and it says, the sign read, "You only live once, take chances." And I never thought, in terms of my survival rates, I thought it was sort of, you know, preparing me for perhaps not the best outcome. But Maura, I hope you don't mind me mentioning your age, because you mentioned Parkinson's disease, but you're 67, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So you're probably doing more than you know, our average 67-year-old, not exclusively, but probably your average one, and this then as well with the Parkinson's disease diagnosis.
Well, the Parkinson's diagnosis was almost, in a twisted kind of way, a blessing in that it gave me the impetus to get on and do these things, the things I wanted to do. Otherwise, I would have put them on the long finger and say, manana, manana, you know. But it's made me get up off my behind and do exactly what I want to do.
Immediately after that, did you at any stage doubt? Did you have a crossroads where you said, right, I can go left and you know, give in to this almost, or I can go right and do everything I want to do despite this?
It took me a while to come to terms with the diagnosis. I did wallow in self-pity for a while, I have to say. But I was very aware of having done that. And I also recognised, while I was coming to terms with it, I did social work, so I have some idea of grief reactions. And I had what was probably a very mild grief reaction and went through all the stages of that. So, I mean, I knew the end, there would be an end in sight, given that I recognised what was happening to myself. So when I did come out the other side, which took a good few weeks, I thought, well, this is the way it's going to be. I'm going to have, if I want to have, do the things I want to do, I have to do them quickly, in case it gets worse more quickly than I anticipate.
But you know, we never know when our time will come, I suppose. So you could live by that mantra if you're 20.
Absolutely.
You know, we presume we're going to, you know, be around forever. And sometimes you need that reality check to kick you in the butt.
You absolutely do. And I mean, as I say, that has been the positive outcome for me. That plus other people with Parkinson's getting in touch with me by social media, and it makes them realise that the world hasn't ended.
Now, in relation to that, you know, sometimes you can become almost a spokesperson for something, or, you know, people do contact you expecting maybe you to be able to help them, and that's not for everyone either. Was that a challenge for you at all?
It was a huge challenge, and I have a very warped sense of humour. And I had had contact from a lady who had been recently diagnosed and was obviously difficult to come to terms with. And all you can say to them is, there is a light at the end of the tunnel that will come eventually, you know. And I said, at the end of it, I said, let's shake on it. Mm. And she was not amused.
But people have to take you as they find you, so I presume you're not for changing more, are you?
I mean, you know, I would tend to say to people, shake, rattle and roll, you know, yeah, things like that. But people, not everybody shares that warped sense of humour.
What's next, Maura?
That is a problem. I have been feeling sort of a bit down recently, and I went out with a friend for dinner a couple of nights ago, and she said to me, I know what's wrong with you. It's because you've nothing planned.
You haven't risked your life lately.
Well, I haven't been anywhere for a month.
A full month. Well, we can't have that.
Apart from London.
In terms of, like, you know, obviously the big ticket events like ziplining and skydiving, it's huge adrenaline. I mean, is there anything else along those lines that you want to do?
Yes.
Such as?
I want to wing walk.
What did you have to eat for that minute?
I really would love to. I mean, there's something about it, and especially after doing the jump.
Yeah.
The best part of the parachute jump is, you can only do this with tandem, is the free fall.
Mm.
After that, it gets a bit boring just hanging about.
Yeah.
But the free fall's a good bit. So I thought, well, we're from here. And I thought, I quite liked wing walk for my 70th birthday.
Yeah, because
but
you
my
would...
shake is... Sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say, because, yeah, you'd get that sort of air in your face, you know, that visual aspect of it around you for a longer period of time. I can see where you're going with that.
But because my shake is... My symptoms are coming... I mean, they're not hitting me fast, but they are deteriorating.
Mm.
I might have to try and do it before my 70th birthday. So I'm sort of making inquiries now about... I suggested... I was contacted by another Parkinson's sufferer after the London Marathon at the weekend. My daughter ran for Parkinson's in that. And I said to him... He said he... After reading my blog, that he was going to do a wing walk, a man in England, and I offered him the other wing, but he wasn't terribly enthusiastic.
I was going to say, do a helicopter and 80 views can have a go. Yeah, it's not for everyone, Maura, the wing walking, I think, but it sounds very, very exciting. I just wish I had more of that, you know, a bit more drive in areas like that, more risk taking, not life-threatening, but, you know, I'm a bit timid.
Well, I draw the line at a bungee jump. My son has tried to persuade me to do a bungee jump, because he's done it a couple of times, and he reckons I would love it. But I'm not sure that my heart would. My heart's been around a bit too long to risk.
But you see, I'm hearing you talking about skydiving, and then you say a bungee jump's a bit risky. The bungee jump's the problem I have with a bungee jump is it relies far too much on people you don't know to make sure they know what weight you are, to make sure the rope's the right length.
Absolutely.
That's the level of trust that I don't think I could overcome. So, Maura... You sort of talked about your spirits being down. Were you sort of being tongue-in-cheek in that as we were then talking about the
no.
skydiving? Or do you find now it is getting a little bit more difficult to sort of keep that drive going?
Some days are worse than others.
Yeah.
You know? So sometimes I get a good dollop of self-pity and feel sorry for myself.
Mm.
And I have some wonderful friends, and I do need them occasionally to give me a reality check, you know.
Yeah, but don't we all, to some
extent?
I think
so.
Yeah.
I mean, I blame it on my condition, but it's nothing to do with my condition. I was like that anyway.
Yeah.
<You know?
laughs> Yes.
So the answer is to plan another trip. And I've been thinking, I've always wanted to go to St. Petersburg in Russia.
Lovely.
To see the Hermitage Museum.
I was actually talking about that myself only a couple of weeks ago, except I wouldn't be able to. But what about, you know, those massive caves that drop downwards, abseiling down one of those, I think would be a brilliant thing to do.
I've abseiled a couple of times, but I'm claustrophobic, so
right,
a cave would do my head in, as they say.
I get you.
I couldn't cope with a cave.
A caller wants to know what your first symptoms were. I don't know if that's really helpful, because, you know, it's almost like Googling it because it's different for everyone. But I don't know what you know best if you want to answer that, Maura.
I'm quite happy to answer what mine were. But yeah. The trouble is with Parkinson's, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Mine was a shake, which I tried to tell myself was a trapped nerve for about 2 years. And then my arm wouldn't swing when I was walking, only one side, one arm swung. Mm. And those were my initial symptoms. But muscle stiffness, things like that. Everybody's different. Some people twitch. I've been talking to people who've never had a shake in their life. I have a neighbour who didn't have any shake, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's different.
But the best thing is, if you have any suspicions,
is to see
your GP, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you're worried about it at all, you'll find them very reassuring. And if anything like mine, really, really helpful if it is what you don't bad diagnosis, you know.
Mm. Right, Russia next then. So when do you think you're going to go?
I haven't planned. I mean, I'll definitely be going to. My son lives in Thailand. But he'll be home for the European Championship football, as you do. He travels a lot too, and he's been to every country in the world apart from four. He's going to be one of the first Irish people to be to every country in the world.
Wow, what an achievement!
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. What age is he, if you don't mind me asking?
32.
Oh, well, that would just make you sick.
So I'm going to go and see him. He bases himself in Thailand, so I'm going to go and see him in Bangkok. And I don't count Bangkok because I've been there quite often.
Yeah.
But I'll maybe get to up to Hong Kong. I've never been to Hong Kong either.
We're definitely going to have to get his number off you as well. Another interesting member of the family to talk to. Maura, thank you so much.
He's fascinating.
And you are, Maura, and you are. Thank you so much for taking our call. It's been a real delight talking to you.
And thank you very much. And could I give a plug for my website?
I insist. Go ahead, yep.
GeriatricTraveller.com, and I will answer any queries on that or on my Facebook page.
And if anyone wants an insight into your sense of humour, I think they could just check out the URL there.
Well, I do try to calm it down a bit for public consumption.
I get you. Maura, thanks so much. GeriatricTraveller.com, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
And we'll link that
Geriatric
on
Traveller. On Facebook as well.
And we'll link that from our Facebook just to make it handier for people to follow you. Thank you so much, Maura Ward.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself.
Nice to talk to you.
You too. Feel the fear and do it anyway. GeriatricTraveller.com or GeriatricTraveller on Facebook. You'll get more info there.